What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take another phone call. Darlene from Pennsylvania, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. What I have to say is the people in Washington, even if they get arrested for what they have done to our country, all they're going to get is slap on the hand, and they're going to go to a country club jail. Why not put them in a regular jail and make them do the hard time like it would be another American? I'm Native American, and I believe they should be punished.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
Because, you know, they go to these country club jails. My husband say the crooks are investigating the crooks. So
yes,
you know they're going to get slapped on hand. They need more. And another thing I wanted to tell you, since you are in Indiana,
yes,
in the wintertime, put cayenne, pepper, like the pepper you use, cayenne, in your
yes,
shoes. And your feet will not get cold, even if you wear tennis shoes. Guarantee.
All right, well, thank you for that. I mean, Claire's got these shoes called Uggs, which are very warm, and I bought a set of what are called Mickey Mouse boots, which are definitely designed for Arctic weather. So I think we're pretty much set.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you go because you got many more want to talk. Goodbye.
All right, well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. And getting on back to the news here, we're getting to the economic news here. Orders for heavy trucks have taken another plunge. There was a false bounce off the bottom. Everybody said, okay, the trucks are going to sell. But no, orders for the trucks have replunged, and people aren't buying them. You've got China is now buying soybeans from South America instead of the United States. They're trying to basically arrange to buy pork from somebody because there's got a huge shortage there. Meanwhile, 75,000 bank jobs have been cut. The auto industry cuts 100,000 industrial job cuts in Germany. So things are definitely not going good. Now, apparently, Japanese conglomerate Mitsubishi has blown billions of dollars on a jet that nobody wants. Nobody really wants. So, it's not quite to the disaster of the 737, which has got its own problems here. But we're seeing new Silk Roads in action at China Kazakh border, Central Asia, between China and Europe. It's bustling. So the new Silk Roads they're going active. Absolutely going active. And they're starting to ship goods made in China and made in Europe. And they can ship them back and forth for only 20% of air freight cost. That's a good idea here. Another story from Investment Watch blog. It's time to sell the NASDAQ and buy gold. And we know that gold is definitely going up. And it's now outdoing a lot of the stock markets. Apparently, Turkey's running this gold for gas scheme to evade U.S. sanctions on Iran. And they basically noticed these major odd exports of gold from Turkey to Iran in May of 2012. And Turkey's trade balance fluctuated wildly as gold stocks flowed out of the country in bursts, and Turkey's going to continue this. Those casting aspersions on the gold trader searching for immortality, they should take a look in the mirror. So, apparently, in 2014, we discussed Turkey's 200 tons of secret gold trade with Iran, detailing how a complex network that spanned Turkey, China, Dubai, and Iran was used to skirt U.S. sanctions on energy exports from Iran. So the operation featured an Iranian-born businessman who liked fast horses, faster cars, and the fastest plane. And his unique skill was getting gold into sanctions encircled Iran. So it's out there. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. All righty. Now, in case you were not aware of this, the Federal Reserve governors make between $346,000 and $466,000, more than $2 billion in total system-wide salaries. They're just raking the money in. Hundreds of banks and financial institutions lost millions of dollars due to malware. It's amazing that nobody seems able to deal with this crisis. Okay, over in Stockholm, elderly residents are being kicked out of apartments to make way for migrants. Dozens of elderly residents were forced to leave their apartments in an area of Stockholm after the block was closed, only to be reopened again for migrants to replace them. Residents at Dana Garden were told they would have to leave because the toilets in the facility were 5 centimeters too small to comply with regulations. However, soon after the 48 apartments were emptied, they were filled with newly arrived migrants. It was later revealed that politicians planned that immigrants would instead move into the premises. In 2015, Sweden accepted more refugees per capita than any other country. And despite worsening problems with sexual assaults, grenade attacks, and violent crime, the inflow shows no sign of being seriously restricted. Apparently, Germany is out there insisting that all EU members must take in migrants. They're just pouring them on in there. All right, apparently a gang of 4 Muslim men attacked a Christian street preacher in Norway, kicking him in the face and threatening to kill him if he did not convert to Islam. 4 men approached Roar Flotum last week when he was preaching and praying for the sick on a street in Trondheim and asked him to come with them to pray over a friend who was injured. When they got him alone, they pushed him down a cellar staircase, beat him, robbed him, and threatened to kill him if he did not convert to Islam. As reported by the Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe, a Vienna-based watchdog group, I asked if they wanted to be prayed for, and one agreed, saying he had back pain. Amazing here. All right, German Interior Minister Horst Seehofer has unveiled a new plan to reform the European asylum system. A draft of the proposal leaked to the media shows that all member states of the European Union would be required to take in illegal migrants. Just pulling them on in there. All right, there was this video showing 3 people scaling a newly installed section of the U.S.-Mexico border wall with only a makeshift rope ladder. It was making the rounds on the internet. It turns out the video is a hoax. And ICE has basically come on out and said, no, it didn't happen. They just sort of faked it all. All right, there's this college advisor accused of using Nazi slogans, meaning the numbers 14 and 88 in email, really. And the advisor apologizes profusely for the mishap. So there's this University of California, Santa Cruz graduate student advisor was accused of placing Nazi slogans in an email, part of a phrase that included the numbers 14 and 88, and the advisor was apologetic for what amounted to a big misunderstanding. Once again, stemming from students jumping to conclusions before all the facts were in. Now, the advisor in November sent an email reminder to graduate students, campus reform, adding that the email subject line reads, "All grads 14 of about 88, please note the upcoming university deadline." Now, for some reason, the numbers 14 and 88, are considered equivalent to Nazism. And apparently the number 14 is a reference to 14 words, which is a reference to the most popular white supremacist slogan in the world. We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. I think this is a classic case of somebody overreacting. Absolutely overreacting. All right, over in Virginia, as you're probably already aware, they've passed a whole new bunch of laws against gun ownership. And over in Tazewell County, they have basically set up a Second Amendment sanctuary. And along with that, they formed their own county militia. And apparently there was this huge cheering from a crowd that overflowed the 189-seat boardroom. So they're pulling out the militias. All right, everyone got offended by a commercial for an exercise bike, and the outrage is insanely stupid. This is a commercial for Peloton. And the commercial basically starts with the husband giving his wife a Peloton exercise bicycle. And this just triggered off, the easily triggered off. And the commercial's been called sexist, dystopian, disturbing, creepy, and bizarre. It's also unsettling, confusing, and so perplexing that he incensed the internet. Some only said it angered the internet because, look, let's not be dramatic about this. So they're accused of body shaming, and I mean, the commercial itself is very, very simple. There's this woman who gets this bicycle from her husband, and she documents herself using the bike over a period of many months. The ad closes with the husband and wife sitting in their living room while watching the video of the wife's fitness journey. That's it. That's the end. That's the whole commercial. And just a huge, you know, outrage. A huge, huge outrage here. All righty. Apparently, academics are being hounded out of jobs for transgender wrong think. And the culture of fear on many of our campuses comes from many factors. One of the greatest is faculty who speak out are deplatformed in the old school way, meaning they're terminated. The rise of social media has made this much worse, as now faculty find themselves under attack for things they say off campus, on a web page, or even a personal text. Once blasted out of academic life, they're pretty much silenced unless they happen to have a huge following, but surviving long enough to get such a following is pretty, pretty difficult. Whatever happened to First Amendment? Okay. Back over in Virginia, Virginia Beach City Council's agenda, they're also setting up a Second Amendment sanctuary, and a huge number of supporters showed up for that one, to the point where the fire marshal had to ask dozens upon dozens of people to step outside the building. That left a sea of supporters outside Virginia Beach City Hall. New study by ATF. There are 423 million guns in the hands of Americans. That's a lot of guns. That's definitely a lot of guns. And apparently, Americans own almost 18 million AR-15s and other modern sporting rifles. That's a lot of those guns as well. Now, the EU government opposes a proposed law that would stop pedophilia. And what they're really talking about here is a law that would block teaching of certain sexual subjects to children. And they're saying this is how we're going to stop pedophilia, by not having these courses being taught. And 471 members of the European Parliament voted to condemn Poland's Stop Pedophilia bill. Those leftists in power claim the bill violates human rights because the bill supposedly criminalizes sex education to minors. So as a measure of how dumb we have become, Chinese students are 4 grade levels ahead of U.S. students in math. This article is asking a very simple question. How in the world is America to remain the greatest country on earth when other nations are absolutely running circles around us when it comes to education? One survey found that 15-year-old students in China are almost 4 full grade levels ahead of 15-year-old students in the United States in mathematics. This is one of the most damning indictments of our education system that we've ever come across here. And a big part of the problem is Common Core. And so there's this article here on how Common Core graduates are the worst prepared in 15 years. They're poorly prepared for college. They're poorly prepared to advance. It's just not there. Okay. We've already mentioned this once before, but it bears repeating, because this time we're talking the World Health Organization. Before it had been Johns Hopkins, now it's the World Health Organization, basically saying medical errors are the third leading cause of death in the United States. First leading cause is cancer. Second one is heart disease. But apparently, and you don't see this in the corporate media, but apparently the third leading cause of death in the U.S. is medical mistake. Now, hospitals have started to sue the federal government, meaning the Trump administration, to keep their prices secret. This was a big situation where Trump wanted the prices of medical procedures made public so that customers and patients could look at what was going on and what it was going to cost before they went on in. But the hospitals are now suing the federal government to say, no, we have to keep our prices secret. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about, well, a bunch of different things here, including the IG report, which does confirm that Brennan lied through his teeth about the Steele dossier. He fibbed. Just absolutely fibbed here. Now, despite what the corporate media tells you, there is no scientific consensus on the safety of GMOs for our health and the environment. It's just not there. And there's, it's dangerous stuff. And they keep putting it in our food. Keep forcing it at us. Apparently over at Tesla, they had a little bit of an oopsie where one of the Tesla trucks rammed a police cruiser. Meanwhile, Tesla drivers are forced to wait up to an hour in long lines to charge their vehicles. And this is happening out in California. Drivers of all electric Tesla vehicles in California waited as long as an hour to charge their vehicles over the holiday weekend, leaving many wondering why they weren't told in advance about the potential for delays. And apparently, according to video from Kettleman City, location of one of the country's biggest supercharging sites that feature up to 40 chargers, drivers were queued up in a line about a half mile long. That's a very, very long time here. All righty. The USDA is now allowing glyphosate to be used in organic hydroponic food production. Glyphosate. And they're going to put it in these organic hydroponic food productions. Now, the World Health Organization classified glyphosate as a group 2A carcinogen, and people started getting gestures from the company whose products caused their cancer. And Monsanto, now a Bayer, has been under massive scrutiny. And I can imagine right now Bayer is having a bit of buyer's remorse for having bought that here. All righty. Jeremy Clarkson, and television presenter, was down in Australia promoting the latest season of the Grand Tour, and he just doubled down on his criticism of the climate change campaigner, and he told mad and dangerous 16-year-old Greta Thunberg to go back to school and shut up. Jeremy Clarkson can be a very, very sharp-tongued, but on the other hand, I can see his point of view. Greta Thunberg is out there pushing this nonsense about global warming. So he goes there and he said she's mad and she's dangerous and she's causing young children sleepless nights with her idiocy. So I think she's a weird Swede with a bad temper. Nothing would be achieved by sailing across the ocean in a diesel-powered yacht and then lying about the diesel engine. That's the latest Greta Thunberg scandal. She sailed across the ocean in this yacht. It turned out to have a diesel engine. So how is that friendly to the environment here? Anyway, since climate change alarmism has flopped, the same scammers are now toying with a new phrase they hope will sound more urgent. And apparently they're out there saying, we need to scare more people into voting for liberals. We need these folks to understand the severity of what's happening to the planet and inspire them to make more eco-friendly life choices and pro-climate choices at the ballot box. In that spirit, two of his top choices for the new scare tactic is global meltdown and global melting. So snow is falling on the Australian Alps on the second day of summer, and it's the first week of summer down there, down under, and rather than sunshine and heat, it's snowing. Many parts of Victoria have shared through a cold and wet start to the hotter months when snow blankets the Alps, leaving Victorians reaching for their winter woolies. Falls Creek and Hotham Alpine Resort in Victoria and Perisher Ski Resort in New South Wales all saw significant dumps of snow this morning, with falls of between 15 centimeters and 30 centimeters recorded. Okay, and apparently Australia broke the record for the coldest summer day on record. We're going to take another break for commercials and we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, good day to you. I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
You got it. Look, Michael, first off, I want to talk about it's basically what's going on. Basically going on with Trump is it's basically a Jew coup. This is basically a Jew coup that's trying to get the president out of power. I don't know what he did. He's helped Israel out quite a bit. I mean, he moved the capital. I mean, what's going on here? Is this a coup against the president of the United States? Let's not kid ourselves here. You got this Adam Schiff has been to this guy Ed Buck's mansion 16 times. You got this Weinstein guy, whatever he is doing. And I don't know if you got a chance to see Jesse Waters, Michael, Saturday night when you had the guy from Miami, the detective on, interviewing the pilots for Epstein. And
This
guy is basically saying Clinton's been to the island 26 times on the plane. What do they call the plane? There's a name for the airplane that Epstein has.
Lolita Express.
Right. Lolita Express. And exactly. And so this guy's saying, well, Hillary never really was on the plane. she might have went to the island some other way. But you got this Prince Andrew and all these pigs, you know, getting these 13, 14-year-old, 15-year-old girls. I mean, come on. And, you know, Michael, this whole thing what's going on with Trump, I really believe it all starts from Obama. How is Obama affording a $17.5 million home in Martha's Vineyard? What's going on with that? And then you got this AOC and this Tlaib Nasheed and what's the other one? Emar. And they're talking about campaign funds. You know, they're kicking Duncan Hunter out of Duncan Hunter's going to jail next month. Did you know about that, Michael?
Yes.
Well, what about Cortez and all these other demon rats? Why aren't they going to jail? They did the same thing this guy Hunter did. Biden. I mean, Hunter Smith, Duncan Hunter, whatever. They did the same thing. And also, Michael, you had a caller on there talking about the debt of the world debts, which in $200 trillion and all that. Well, matter of fact, on Breitbart today, they were talking about $60 billion has gone out of the United States to Central America, never to come back. These people are not coming here to speak English. They want to speak their Hispanic Spanish. But here, Michael, let's look at this. Now, I'm going to give you a fact. In Cuba, there's not 1% of the population of women drive a car. In Puerto Rico, it's maybe 20%. And in Mexico, maybe it's 25% of the women in those countries who drive a car. Now, they all want to come to the United States to drive cars. And it's always AOC and all these demon rats talk about global warming. The economies, the world's going to blow up in 12 years from the fuel, the fossil fuels. Well, these people have to come to this country to consume. They're like locusts. They're not coming here. They're devouring our energy sources, and they're devouring everything. Because in their own countries, they're basically riding bicycles. Here, they're coming here. They have to have a car. You have to have them. Air conditioning running 24 hours. They want all the luxuries of life in the United States, which they did not have in their countries. So of course they're going to come here. Venezuela. I mean, come on. This is insanity. And, you know, let's get to the real bottom of the bottom of this issue. It's the Jews, the Zionists, who want this annihilation of North America. They want the annihilation of this. Look what's going on with Trump. That doesn't tell you the whole story. I don't know what will. They're trying to impeach a president for making a phone call because he's trying to find out about corruption with Biden's son, Hunter. This guy's made millions of dollars. And the old man's basically on tape saying, well, we're not going to give him nothing until they fire this guy. I mean, come on, Michael. And this is nuts. And they're going after Trump. And Trump's a radical, and he's all this. All the filthy names are deplorable. They're despicable. And they've allowed sanctuary cities, which is, like you always say, these people need to be arrested. And Trump, I don't know, I guess he can't do nothing. I guess the dark angels have got him so controlled, it's like being a dead horse here. Because I don't see him being able to do anything about this. You have, according to One American News Network, there's 27 million illegals in this country. Almost 8 million of them live in California, Mexifornia. The richest state in the United States for 100 years, and now it's in destitution. It's insane. And white Americans, you know, Michael, it all starts with these school systems, the school. They have dummied down, like you said about Common Core, they have dummied down these American kids so bad it's disgusting. You're talking about Chinese kids are way smarter than American kids. That wasn't happening 30 years ago. Until Richard Nixon went over there opening up the bamboo curtain, they were all on bicycles. Now they're all having super highways. They have better highway systems than we got. I mean, we're becoming a third world kid next to China. Why is that, Michael? Hello?
Yes. You know, you're absolutely right. China has built itself up. It's got good technology. It's got good highways. And... you know, our country's just being allowed to kind of rot on the vine. Again, the money's all been spent on the wars. And we don't have anything to work with anymore.
Well, you know, Michael, I'm going to get off to something real quickly. But that one guy called in again today saying, oh, Curtis LeMay would have started World War III. Hey, listen. If they were to listen to Curtis LeMay, you wouldn't have 35 countries on that right now with nuclear warheads, okay? You wouldn't have all this proliferation with nuclear missiles and all these countries going rogue. If they were to listen to LeMay and he'd have knocked out Cuba, the Russians would have got the message, and all these other countries would have realized the United States is number top dog when it comes to nuclear warheads. But now everybody's got nuclear warheads, it almost seems. It's insanity.
Yes.
So I don't get what that guy keeps hitting on LeMay for, as far as saying LeMay would have started war, end of the war. World, I don't believe in that. I do not believe that one bit. But, you know, everybody's got their own opinion, so, you know, opinions are like, you know what, so everybody's got one. But listen, Michael, you know, as far as going on, what's going on with immigration, Donald Trump right now should be running ads how much money that's going out of the United States never to come back. The gang problem. Michael, did you see on Breitbart about all the Africans at the border now from Africa?
No,
about
I didn't.
Breitbart. Did you have a chance to see that? Yo, they're coming in by the thousands. They're on the border. They're coming from Africa. And guess where they're putting them, Michael? North and South Dakota. Look at the story.
Okay.
They're bringing in thousands of people from North and South Dakota. And let me ask you a question. Why are you bringing all these Somalians and all that into Minnesota and Portland, Maine? Why is that? What is the reason for that? They're coming from the hottest part of the world to a place where it's freezing. Is there a reason for this? Sotero Obama, Barry Sotero, is that what he wanted or something? Is there some kind
of
reason for this?
Well, they got to put him someplace. I think that's the thing.
Well,
they got to put him someplace.
Why can't they go to California, Michael? Southern California, right there in L.A. San Francisco. Why did they put him over there in those states? Put him over on the West Coast and take all those illegals and stick them up there with Blumenthal and Bernie and Pocahontas. Stick them in those states. All these illegals. That's what Trump needs to really do. He's got to enforce that law. Say, hey, listen, you're coming here. You're going to those New England states where all these liberals are at, and we're going to stick them right there in New York, New Jersey, all those New England states. Stick them right in there. Get them out of the Southwest. Because you're going to have a bigger problem. You're going to have a major problem with that right now. You're just talking about the cartels. That's another major problem. That's got to stop. These people are not coming here to compliment. They're coming to eat the lunch and take your job. And I'll tell you one thing that Americans better start realizing. They better try to go get some of these federal government jobs that all these illegals are trying to get.
Yes.
You know, you're going to bring a guy in here who's only been here 2-3 years. You're going to give him a federal government job. But all these Americans are crying, they ain't got no work. They can't find a good job. Hey, go get a job in solid waste. Go get a job at water sewer department. Go get a job somewhere in one of these county positions. You understand?
Yes.
Get a government job. Not let some illegal come in here take these jobs from you. They're making $60,000-$75,000 a year to start. It's insanity what I see. It's insane. And these people are not coming here to say, oh, I love your culture, because they sure the hell don't love your culture. They want to take over your culture. And everything, like you always point out, Michael, it's always the white man's fault. Blame the white guy. It's always his fault. But why all these people want to come here and live with a white man then? Why do they want to live under a white man's rule? If they don't like it, get out. Leave. And you know, you have this one guy talking about, from the day that Trump got elected president, this guy Green was talking about impeaching Trump. The guy looks like Mr. Magoo. Now this guy Magoo,
yes.
Green, this guy, you talk about a racist. This guy's with a picture of Louis Farrakhan and Barry Sotero saying Obama, and they had the picture of that and Mitt Romney, whatever that creature is, that guy. And I, you know, I'll tell you one thing, Michael. I guarantee if this goes to the Senate, that guy Romney, don't be expecting him to help the Republicans. Ain't no way. Not Romney. He's a freak out.
No. Nope.
Freak show. He's a very bitter man, very bitter person. And, you know, this guy Green's talking about impeaching Trump from the first day and keep impeaching him. This guy said, well, if you don't impeach him this time, we'll keep impeaching him. What is that crap, Michael? What is this guy? Look, why doesn't that guy Green go down to Cuba or go to Haiti and see how you like it over there? If you have such a hatred for this country, leave. Nobody's staying telling you to stay here, Green. You have such a hatred for the United States of America and the President of the United States. Duly elected president, by the way. Over 63 million votes voted for him. And this time it's going to be more. What they're doing to Trump is a coup. It's
yes.
A smug coup. That's all I have to tell you.
Yes.
Immigration? It's going to destroy this country. We're going to end up like Bosnia and Herzegovina. Guarantee it. I see it all around me. They're not. Nobody wants to keep the English language. I mean, this is nuts. What's happening? And it should never have been allowed. like I told your show months ago, there's over 120 million Germans, 110, 20 million Germans in this country. You don't see them all going out saying, I'm going to speak second in Deutschland. If they did that, we would not have a country. We would be in a civil war, would we not?
Quite possibly.
Quite possibly. And believe it or not, during the Continental Congress, we were only one vote away from making us a German-speaking country. Did you know that?
I was not aware of that.
Yes, you can check it out. It was one vote away. It was one vote from being a German-speaking country instead of an English-speaking country. It sure was. That was in the that was the Continental Congress when they were going to take a vote for what language they were going to make the United States. I can't remember exactly what date that was, but I have to archive it. What's going on now with this, I call it, like you say, Michael, this is an inquisition against Trump. This is exactly what this is.
Yes.
The inquisition of a president of the United States. And, you know, you're going to have other callers. Oh, what is Trump hasn't done that much, but he's done enough in my book. He hasn't done enough with immigration, but he's done enough as far as other things. But, you know, look, right now, gas down here in South Florida is $2.17. I don't know how long that's going to last. I'm surprised that it's that cheap here at this time of the year. I haven't seen it this low in years. $2.17 for regular gas here in South Florida. So that's pretty impressive to me, especially being in the month of December. So I don't know. It's, you know, they're talking about, you know, impeachment. Trump was on a phone call with a Ukrainian president. The guy said there was no quid pro quo. And then you got what kind of crap are these people throwing up on Trump when you got this guy Schiff going, this guy Ed Buck's house 16 times? Let's look at Ed.
Yep.
Where's the record on this guy Schiff with Ed Buck? The guy that's indicted right now. And I'm surprised Comey hasn't gotten indicted yet. I really am. Comey's wife was a big Democratic donor. Did you know that?
Yes, that I knew.
She was a big Democratic donor, going out saying all kinds of stuff against the Republicans. I mean, it's disgusting. You know, I tell you, Michael, the only thing I can say is Adam said it best when he became president after Washington. With the gun, you're a citizen. Without a gun, you're a subject. And that's exactly where we're trying to take our guns away. They're going to turn us all into subjects. This is going to place going to end up like Cuba. And like I said, Michael, when you go to Cuba, you will not see one female driving a car over there. Unless she's maybe a Communist Party official. You're not going to see no regular, ordinary Cuban female driving a car over there. And I've been to Tijuana years ago. When I've been there, I was there like back in the late 80s. I didn't remember seeing any women driving cars in Tijuana. So that was like back in 1987 I went over there. And I remember you could go over there and you could get leather goods for peanuts. Now you go over there, you forget it. you go to Tijuana now, forget it. You could go back there in the 80s and buy a belt, a wallet, and a leather boots for like $30. Not now. So this is all, like I said, these dirty politicians we got in here in this country, it's disgraceful. It really is. It is. But Michael, you know, what really bugs me to this day is that when I saw that article about Mitt Romney had an opportunity to buy a picture with Obama and Farrakhan and Al Green and Maxine Waters, and he didn't buy that picture. I don't know why he didn't buy that picture. You have any idea why he wouldn't do that?
It was obviously a big mistake.
It was 3 weeks before the November election. It was 3 weeks before. So, it was, matter of fact, it was in the month of October that Romney had opportunity to buy that picture. You'd have to archive the story, but he had that picture. It showed Farrakhan, it showed Al Green, it showed Obama, and Maxine Waters all together, hugging each other. And if that would have, if Romney would have got that picture, I really believe he would have won that election in 2012. It would have been really tight. And the media, but the media never would run with that story. I wonder why that was covered up. Could you imagine if it was reversed, if that would have been Trump with some kind of a radical guy? Can you imagine if it would have been the other way around with Trump?
Yep.
Yeah, it would be unrelenting against Trump. But since it's Obama, Sortero, they let it slide, which I know his father was Frank Marshall Davis. There's no doubt about
yes.
it. And he was in Hawaii. If Frank Marshall Davis was in Chicago and Hawaii. I read the whole story. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And the media covered that up big time. Same with, oh, and by the way, another guy in that picture was Reverend Wright. That's who it was. Jeremiah. So, you know, this whole thing about against Trump, this is a coup by the, you know, the zoo. And come on, this is all nonsense. And what they've done with this immigration problem, taking over whole cities. Michael, just think about this. I want to leave you with just one fact so your audience listens real well. Dade County and Broward County are down to less than, in Dade County is 10% Anglos left. Broward County is around 45% yeah. Anglos left. Now, you don't tell me that's not a modus of operandi for what their senses are. I don't know what to tell you. Fill it up
okay,
like a bottle, watch it explode.
Tom, I got to put you on hold. Got to take a break for commercials, yeah. And we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check. But there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Tom in Florida. And Tom, kind of need you to wrap up here because we've got more things to talk about in this program. So,
yeah. Yeah, Michael, I want to talk about Governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. He just said that the Saudi government should pay for these victims that have been murdered by this Mohammed. And also, Ron DeSantis always came out yesterday, and he said, if a sheriff in any state, any part of the, any county in the state of Florida does not follow immigration laws, they will be arrested. Now, I want to know why that ain't a nationwide provision, that if you are allowing illegals to come to your cities, you will be arrested if you're not following federal immigration law. And that's what DeSantis is already proposing right now, that it should be nationwide.
Well, I think it sounds like a good idea to me.
Saudi Arabia should be paying for this. Excuse me?
I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea. I think this is a great idea that DeSantis is trying to push Trump into doing, that this should be a nationwide effort, that you, any elected official that allows an illegal to be in this country illegally should be arrested and put in jail himself, incarcerated. Because DeSantis is right. And then you got the Saudis were training these people to fly our jet fighters and all that, and they're killing our citizens. And that young man that got murdered, he was a hero, they said, because he was able to warn him that this guy was going on a shooting spree. He saved a lot of lives, they said. I mean, just think what that family's going through, the family of that young man. Look at these angel mothers and fathers. Just think what their families are going through. All these callers are calling. I haven't been there, but I know people who've, you know, gotten car accidents with illegal aliens, and they're just destroyed. They're destroyed, Michael. These people should be here in the first place, but they're coming here by the millions, and they're. This is anarchy. This is what I'm looking for. The word is anarchy, what's going on with our politicians.
Yes.
Pelosi, all these demon rat, telephony politicians should be put in jail, locked up and put in jail. Every one of them. And I want to see Trump finally, after this impeachment nonsense is over, I want to see him throw down the gauntlet. And that's it. You're going to jail. Because you broke law. You let millions of illegals come into this country pouring in here to vote. This is all about the vote, man. You got that moron Biden, that his dentures are falling out of his mouth. That guy's an idiot. He'll be almost 80 years old if he can become president, that moron. Can you imagine a guy like that as a president, that bumbling buffoon? It'd be a joke. And then you got Pocahontas, and now she's... Michael, you know how much Pocahontas made off that deal with the schools? She made over $2 million. Did you hear about that?
Yes,
claiming
I did.
She's an American Indian. Now, why isn't she being arrested? That's quid pro quo. Why isn't Pocahontas being arrested for swiping $2 million from the taxpayers of this country? And that's like me going in, going to a federal job and saying, I'm American Indian, but I got half black in me, so give me the job. I deserve the job. What kind of nonsense is this, man? And Pocahontas, now she's apologizing. Come on. Yeah, you apologize like Martha Stewart. Go to jail. Anyway, thank you.
Tom, we're going to let you go here. We got another hour to get through the show here. And so we'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America.
With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.